Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
I would like to thank today's sponsor, RYB Professional Writing Services. They are certified professional grant writers and also pen press releases and social media copy to get the word out about your business. For more information, please visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com/writing. Hey everyone, busyness can become clutter. How many times are you running around and you're busy, 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 but you're not really getting anything done? Busyness can be another form of clutter, and we're going to be talking about today. Ingrid Vanderlock has been a professional organizer since 2005, is a certified coach, and a Golden Circle member of the National Association of Professional Organizers. She also teaches and speaks professionally. Ingrid is involved with Overton, the first European conference on professional organizing, and she also wrote the Dutch Manual for Organizers. She is currently working on organizeonline.nl to bring everything about organizing together in the Netherlands where she lives. Welcome, Ingrid.
Thank you very much. So nice to be here, show, Julie. Thank you.
We are excited to have you. You're our first European guest, so you get that honor.
Thank you very much.
So let's get started. How do you think this culture of being busy 24/7 came about?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I see there is a such strange thing going on. And I think everybody knows when we walk out on the street and we run into someone, we ask them how's life, how is life going? And then they say busy. The first thing people say is almost always busy, busy, busy. I only slept 3 hours last night and I'm busy with this, with that. And the only thing we see, they don't complain about it. What we see is that they are sort of proud of it, because it seems to be that it's a code to be successful or to be important. And then there is also the sort of the bubble we live in of more. It's like we always like to have more. That's always also something I see what gives a lot of busyness. And there's a lot of information online, everywhere, so much information, so much to do. So I see all sort of things happens that makes us very busy.
When I used to do a lot of networking, I would see people who were saying, "Oh, I'm busy, busy, busy," but they didn't seem to accomplish much. What are your thoughts about that?
I think what it is, there are three powerful trends I think we see, and that's the social media, the iPhones, and the technology we are in, and all those things makes us very busy and will keep us attracting from the people, from the things we want to do. There is so much information coming to us, and we see so much more than we did before what our other people's doing. And it also makes us a bit pushing that our children need to go to better school, more homework, more sports, more things. And it also makes us a bit that we want to be a superman or a superwoman to do all those things we see and what we hear what our other people doing. And what we also see that that a lot of people are overwhelmed by all those information, and it's getting more difficult to make our own decisions, because everything is coming to us instead of we are going to the things that we find important. And that also gives a lot of stress.
How is this belief of being busy and being busy is a good thing driven by consumerism? Do you think if we had simpler lives, simpler pursuits, and different definitions of success, would we want to be so busy?
Well, I think there is a writer, his name is Hamilton, and he writes about politics and consumerism. And he wrote that sense that most people know by now that says people buy things they don't need, with money they don't have, and to impress people they don't like. The answer is no, because if we don't have to do all those things and we don't have to have all those stuff, we would be so much more relaxed. Yeah, and the one thing more than if we want more time, we need more technology. And if we need more technology, we also need more people to free up more time for ourselves to do more things. So I think the answer, if we are in that mode bubble, the answer is always more.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk, this show is all about helping people clear clutter, and I always want to think outside the box. So can you tell us how being busy can create clutter for us, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever you'd like?
Yeah, there is what comes first, because busyness creates clutter, and clutter creates busyness, because clutter is that what stands between you and the life you want to be living. And if we do the essential things and we let go of all the non-essential things that come on our way, then the way is free to reach our goals and to do what we want to do. So I think, yes, clutter makes us busy, but also being busy creates a lot of clutter, because all the things we create with being busy, things we do, we need stuff to things we do, or it needs a place in our agenda, in our computer, or in our head. So, and if you want too much, and what we want, we can't do it at that moment, then it gives arrears. And those arrears, I think that's the thing that's gives most clutter and costs most energy, if the things we want to do, if we can't do it anymore, and we see there is a delay or there are arrears.
What steps can people take to switch their mindset of needing to be busy all the time and being proud of that?
I think we see there is a shift already happening at this moment. We see at this moment there are lots of people who start the day with a walk, just to think about the day and to ponder. They free their weekend for their family and for friends and don't have work. They shut technology up. They shut down Facebook, and instead they call real friends. Instead of meetings, they plan time in their agenda to do the productive work. So I think already there is a shift going on. But what I think what is important is first to have your goals set. So what is important for you? And some people find it very difficult to set goals or to find out what are my goals. And I think it's very easy way for that to find out. It's just see the next coming years. What is it? What I want to spend more time. Or is it my family, or is it something? What is it what I want to spend more time? If we know what our goals are, then it's very easy to eliminate everything that doesn't help with your goals. So everything that comes on your way, in your home, in your computer, in your agenda, or whatever, you can see, does it help me, or does it not help me to reach my goals? And if there are arrears, some things that you still have to do, just fix up the things you want to do, and the other things who aren't necessary, just put it away, make free the way to reach your goals. And rest well. I think a lot of people, we don't sleep enough, so rest well and think positive about time. Don't always think, I don't have time for that. Just think, I do have time for that, and yes, I'm allowed to do also the nice things.
I love that. I think that's why I love the whole holistic thing, because I think you have to consider all aspects of clutter. Now, some people might fear that unless they're busy 24/7, that they're less productive, that there's this mindset, busy equals productive. What do you say to that?
I think the first thing is to be maybe nice and loving for you. For yourself, and know that if you start with eliminating everything that doesn't help you reach your goals, or you doesn't like to do or to have, if you just eliminate it, it's the same with your closet or your garage. If you just clean things up, then you feel how free you feel and how much space it gives for yourself to be what you want to be and to do what you want to do. So if you can free up in your agenda, in your home, and whatever, then it will fill your life with lots of happiness. So it has also to do with your work and life balance. So if you get rid of the clutter, it gives you time to have quality time.
One of the switches I've made is I have a big notebook and I write down everything that I need to do. And it's something that usually the list is for the week. And so I'll wake up and say, okay, what do I feel most energized to do today? And again, you know, you have appointments with clients. We have other things. Life happens. But I found I'm more productive if I can have that time to say, okay, what am I best, what's my energy best for today? And I get more done. And I'm still being productive, but I'm not wasting time.
Yes, I think it is. And if everything is away, the clutter is away, it's like, I think Socrates said something very nice. He's a man who lives 400 years for Christ, I think, and he said, the secret of happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. So I think that's a very nice one, because we feel much more freer.
Now, what would you say to someone who's listening or watching and they're like, oh my gosh, I really want to get out of this busyness mindset, but I'm really overwhelmed at the thought. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, I think the most easy thing to start with today is everything that comes on your way, in your inbox, in your mail, in your mailbox, in your house, in your agenda, whatever, filter what you allow to come in and filter what you want to keep outside. So I think that's the most simple thing where it starts, and what you can do the whole day, filter everything what comes into your life, into your house, into your agenda.
Fantastic. Now, do you have any final thoughts on the pursuit of busyness?
I think to be who you want to be and to do what you want to be, you create by yourself. If you are successful in eliminating all the clutter in all forms. I think that's maybe the most important thing, to free your way and to get rid of clutter in all forms out of your life.
Excellent. Now, do you have any final tip on any form of clutter that you'd like to share on how people can let that go?
I think it's just the filtering. See what's coming in and make up arrears. So then your life is getting lighter, and see it as a process. It's not a thing you do in one day or in one week or in a month. It's a way of life. So if you just every time see what comes in and you get little by little rid of everything that is bothering you or doesn't help you, then the process will lead you to more clutter-free life.
All right, fantastic. Now, Ingrid, please tell people more about you, where they can find out information, all that good stuff.
Okay, now, my website is www.ingridvanderlocht.nl. Everything is in Dutch, so please, if you want to reach me, find me on Google, email me or whatever. look at my website. But sorry for the people in America and all over the world, just for the Dutch people, you can read it, or maybe you can use Google Translate to see it.
Google, we can use Google Translate. Why don't you teach us something in Dutch? Teach us clear the clutter inside and out in Dutch. How would you say that?
Weg met alle troep uit je huis en uit je leven, uit je agenda en uit je werk.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was great. We learned something new today. All right, everyone. I want you to go out and clear the clutter and to create the life you deserve, desire, and choose. Thanks again to today's sponsor, RYB Professional Writing Services. They are certified professional grant writers and also pen press releases and social media copy to get the word out about your business. For more information, please visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com/writing.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.